Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hi, this is Ace Frehley, and you're listening to Talking Metal. Keep rocking. All right.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne, and you're listening to Talking Metal.
Hey, this is Pickle the Drummer from Death Clack, and you're listening to Talking Metal.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff. It's time to rock. Broadcasting worldwide from John Astronomy's Silver Spacecraft. You are listening to the Talking Metal Podcast. So sit back, grab a drink, turn up the earbuds, and hit that oxygen Axl Rose style. Because this ship has just hit hyperspace. Ladies and gentlemen, will you please welcome the greatest podcasters this side of Mars, Mark Striegel and John Astronomy.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Talking Metal. This is John Astronomy. It is Friday, July 2nd, 2010, coming to you from my studio, alias the Silver Spacecraft. Some new upgrades to the studio. Got a brand new iMac, really nice. And to make my PC not feel too bad, I bought a brand new TV that I'm using as a monitor. It looks exactly like a monitor to me, but it's like a 22-inch TV. And so now I've got a really cool reason to stay home and hang around my own studio so that I can do more Talking Metal with you guys. And hopefully we'll get Mark over here and we'll do a bunch of stuff. But anyway, guys, I just want to tell you about some new music that came my way in my mailbox. And also about some really cool stuff coming up from Talking Metal. Guys, it's going to be our five-year anniversary this summer, and it's pretty exciting. It's pretty amazing. We really want to blow this up and really do it upright, and here are some of the things in store for you guys. July 12th, Talking Metal will be guest hosting the MTV2 Headbangers Ball. It's Monday, July 12th, technically Tuesday morning, 3 a.m. Our very special guest will be Rob Helford and Metal Mike. And we're going to feature videos spanning Rob's entire career from Judas Priest, Fight, Helford, everything that we can think of, we're going to get in there. And then on July 19th, a week later, Talking Metal will once again return to the MTV2 Headbangers Ball, and that episode will feature the interview Mark and I did with Bobby Blitz Ellsworth, our friend, Turtlehead member. We got to get that band back together. So, guys, that's one thing. We have a really cool thing we're trying to line up for the Iron Maiden Dream Theater concert, and we'll give you more details about that one later. That concert is also taking place on June 12th in New York, and Gibson Guitars is going to get involved, and hopefully we can make this whole thing happen, but it's going to be really, really cool. We'll give you more details on that later. Anyway, guys, first off, I have to say that I am devastated by the tragic loss of Bill Acoin, original manager, mentor, father, everything of the rock band Kiss, my favorite group. And Bill was a legendary manager, just a great guy. Mark and I had the pleasure to interview him a couple of years ago on my birthday, actually, on September 12th, a few years ago. And Bill just told us some amazing stories about Kiss, about Van Halen, about Billy Idol and Steve Stevens, and it just was really, really great. And we're very happy that we had a chance to do that. I think we have some plans for that interview coming up, so maybe we'll rebroadcast that or we'll transcribe it or something like that. I think Victor was working on transcribing that, Victor from Spain. You guys know him as well. So anyway, let me tell you that we're going to have more on Bill, and I'm going to be attending his memorial service. And once again, very sad day in Kiss history, in music history, because Bill McLean did so much to change the way that all of us listen and see music, and he was just an amazing man. So anyway, okay, I'm going to start out talking about three of the various CDs I recently received. One was Lillian Axe, a promotional copy of Deep Red Shadows. The other one was Herman the German, Herman Rarebell from the Scorpions. It's called Take It As It Comes. And the other one was the re-release of Stradivarius' Infinite album that was originally released in February 2000, but it's getting re-released on June 26th internationally after the band got the rights to the album back in their hands. So this is a 2-CD set, Infinite Special Edition, and it's really nice packaging. And I have to say that Herman's a German CD also has some amazing packaging. I mean, it looks like really, really pro, like back in the days when record companies were making lots of money, and you got like a 10-page booklet with the Kiss album or whatever record you were buying. That's what this is like. And nowadays you don't see a lot of that super packaging anymore, because one, these CDs unfortunately don't sell quite as much, and everybody's just trying to most people buy stuff on the internet anyway. So without any further ado, let's hear a track off of this. Now, this Herman the German record, this is the title track, Take It As It Comes, and it features Herman not only on drums, but also on lead vocals. So I think it is really, really cool. There's a line in there that reminds me of the William Murderface Toki from Death Clock epic called Taking It Easy. I don't know if you ever heard that. I don't think that was on any Death Clock records, but or Metalocalypse records, but it was really funny. It was on one of the episodes where basically they were trying to write a song to submit it to Death Clock, and Death Clock passed, and I just thought it was great. So look that up, Taking It Easy by Murderface and Toki. But right now, this is a song that one of the lyrics reminded me of that one. It's called Take It As It Comes, featuring the great Herman Rarebell, great drummer from the Scorpions, original drummer from the Scorpions. He's no longer part of the group, but we all remember him from that band. Right now, this is Take It As It Comes. Take It As It Comes from Herman Rarebell, his CD, Herman the German, Take It As It Comes. Great track, everybody. Look for that online. Go to iTunes, download it. Do all that stuff. Next up, guys, I want to talk about this Lillian Axe Deep Red Shadows promo copy I received. It was produced by Steve Blaze, and it's a pretty interesting CD. You know, tracks 5 to 9 are basically, you know, they're definitely, you know, metal, but they're more like on the ballad side. I think that's pretty cool. There's not really a lot of heavy guitars. I mean, I you know, listened a little bit to each song earlier today, and they all sound great, but I was very, you know, surprised a little bit by the fact that, you know, there were a few songs that had maybe 4 songs with some really heavy guitars that you would normally expect on a metal album. And then there were 5 songs in the row. They were a little more on the epic ballad kind of side, I would call it. So, you know, once again, I think it's really cool. And to me, that's refreshing that every song isn't some, you know, super fast, super heavy guitar thing, because, you know, there's all kinds of different metal. I want to listen to track 2 with you guys. It's called 47 Ways to Die, and I kind of like the chord structure of, like, the opening riff. It kind of reminds me a little bit of God Gave Rock and Roll to You 2 by Kiss, and I should know what these chords are called due to my musical history at Berkeley and, you know, taking lessons my whole life, but there's just some different voicings that they're using that kind of remind me of Bob Ezrin's production and some of the stuff that you would hear on God Gave Rock and Roll to You Too, which, of course, came off of Kiss Revenge. And you would also hear some of this type of chord voicings on Kiss Destroyer. So without any further ado, let's listen to a little sound sample of 47 Ways to Die by Lillian Axe. That was 47 Ways to Die by Lillian Axe. Very, very cool tune. Okay, up next, guys, finally, I got to head to work, so I want to play you a little bit of this Infinite CD, which was, of course, the re-release of Stradivarius' 2000 effort. Of course, these guys had a lot of personnel changes through the years, but this album features Timo Kotipelto on vocals, Timo Tolki on guitar, Yari on bass, Jorg on drums, and Jens Johansson on keyboards. I hope I'm pronouncing all these names properly. These are Finnish names. So forgive me, all you guys over in Finland. If I'm not saying these properly, please give me a call. Not really give me a call. Please send me an email. If I could give my number out, I would give it to all you guys. But just send me an email and let me know. All right. Thanks, guys. Let's hear this track that I think is pretty cool. It's called Millennium. It's the second tune on CD1. This is a 2-CD set, guys, on Armory Records by Eagle Rock Entertainment. So check it out, guys. This is Millennium by Stradivarius from the re-release of Infinite. Talk to you soon.